and we reject and condemn the actions of the occupying authority, master of Israel in the region, the latest of which is the brutal aggression against the sister state of Qatar, which requires an Arab, Islamic, and international response to confront this aggression, and to take international measures to stop the occupying authority and deter it from its criminal practices that destabilize the security and stability of the region. We will stand with the sister state of Qatar in whatever measures it takes without limit, and we will dedicate all our resources. Therefore, we also condemn the continued brutal assaults on our Palestinian brothers in Gaza and the persistence in committing crimes of starvation and forced displacement. On behalf of my master, the custodian of the two holy mosques, may God protect him, I convey the same greetings. The second year of the ninth session of the Shura Council, we ask Almighty God to grant us success and make achievement our path, dear brothers and sisters. This state was established 3 centuries ago on firm principles based on the values of Islamic law, justice, and consultation. We take great pride in this blessed approach, and God has honored us with the service of the two holy mosques, a responsibility to which we devote all our care and attention, dedicating all our resources to it. Brothers and sisters, our economy continues to diversify its paths and affirm its ability to reduce its dependence on oil. For the first time in our history, non-oil activities have accounted for 56% of the GDP, which has reached levels exceeding 4.5 trillion riyals. All of this and other achievements have made the kingdom a global hub that attracts a wide range of activities. Perhaps the best evidence of this is that 660 global companies have chosen the kingdom as their regional headquarters, more than what was targeted for 2030. What has been achieved in infrastructure and the level of technological services reflects the strength of the Saudi economy and its promising future prospects, its vast potential. Within the framework of investments in future trends, the agreements that have been made in the field of artificial intelligence, complete aspects of the vision programs positioning the kingdom in the coming years as a global hub in this field. In our military programs, we are working to raise our defense capabilities to the highest global standards. In addition, our cooperation with our strategic partners contributes to achieving our goals of localizing and accelerating the military industry. This localization has now reached more than 19%, up from just over 2%. Dear brothers and sisters, the state recognizes that having strong public finances should not rely on a single source. Fluctuating revenues make it essential and fundamentally necessary to achieve development, economic diversification, and sustainability, through which diverse job opportunities can grow. Since the launch of the vision, the state has worked to build this foundation, which has given our country a robust economy and made it an attractive destination for investment, as well as achieving many of the goals we strive for. Among these achievements are the unemployment rate reaching its lowest levels and the increase in women's participation in the labor market, as well as maintaining its levels and reducing the proportion of those with limited income. In this context, we continue to assess the economic and social impact of public spending to ensure that resources are directed toward national priorities. This is part of our ongoing efforts to serve citizens, increase their income, raise the level of services provided, and improve the quality of life for citizens, residents, and visitors. The strong economic growth that the kingdom is experiencing today has been accompanied by a rise in residential real estate prices in some regions of the kingdom to unacceptable levels, which has led to some